And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagmann Report. It is Friday. It's Frantic Friday or Freedom Friday. Man, it's the 8th day of November 2024. You would think that right now everyone is kind of should be in a celebratory mood that's really a Christian conservative. But you know, there's something, folks, let me ask you, is you feel like there's something out there, something not quite, I don't know, not quite right. You know, you're kind of waiting for something to happen. That's just my spidey senses talking. You have a great show lineup for you. You know, quite some time ago, Waleed Faris, myself, and remember Lori Roth from the Roth Show. We spent a lot of time together. Waleed Faris has got some warnings that I think people should be paying attention to. The collusion that to take out a presidential candidate now is coming up full circle. We're going to be talking about that. The incoming Trump administration could very well charge. And I know there's discussions about this, charge George Soros. I'm sorry, George Soros' operative, let me be clear, Letitia James, with criminal conspiracy to commit criminal conspiracy to violate rights under the color of authority. The House is beginning to show signs of movement to investigate the lawfare, and also there's there's rife with charges. And Jordan is finally, another strongly worded letter, but this is instructive, saying, hey, you're going to have to retain all the records in the case. So we're going to be talking about that. There's a clampdown on social media that's still out there we need to really address. And, you know, there's this Iranian assassination plot that the FBI just really commented on, disclosed the assassination plot against President Trump. And, of course, two people arrested, a third being sought. Need to really get into that. And then the along with the social media censorship, Mike Benz, interestingly enough, talking about how to kill the censorship industrial complex. And you know, about the hurricane too, we have to address that because there's one FEMA worker, and this is difficult to really comprehend because of the, at least in my view, the just a horrific nature of this instruction to his subordinates. Anyone with a Trump sign, don't help them stay away from their residences or properties. I mean, really? That's what this has gotten down to? Man, crazy stuff. So with me to ride with me on all this is Randy Taylor. Now, before we get into the program, folks, again, you know, I talk about this all the time. I'm going to keep talking about it for this foreseeable future, and that's the benefits of collagen. Go to healthwithdoug.com to get up to 53% off. Do it now. Look in the program description box. You'll see a link down there for this, but many Americans are going to waste time, energy, and a lot of money this year trying to reduce wrinkles, to fix skin problems of various types, hair, nails, and such. But scientists have found that after the age of 20, your body produces about 12% less collagen each decade, every 10 years. So if you're experiencing excess sagging of skin, and you know, the skin problems associated with aging, no matter what they are, you may be collagen deficient. Now, you've got to know which collagen supplement is the best. This is why I use the amazing product you're seeing on the screen there. This is a mixture. This is a new collagen mixture to revitalize and rejuvenate my skin, your skin. I'm telling you, it's not like typical collagen supplements found on store shelves. This is highly effective because it combines the top five critically important types of collagen for skin health. And it's formulated to help reduce visible signs of aging, which is always a good thing. And I tell Randy Taylor, take it by the pound, because, you know, that's, we got to stop his aging process, right? Now, if, well, I got to tell you, man, you're looking a little rough there. No, I'm serious. He's okay. But if you want to do your skin a favor, get it today while it's 51% off only at at healthwithdoug.com. Plus, if you order today, you get a free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a new free ebook titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. I went through that. I got to tell you, there's some surprises in that. A 60-day satisfaction guarantee and free shipping. Once again, that's healthwithdoug.com. That's healthwithdoug.com, or simply click in the link in the program description below. And now, Randy Taylor, I'm very disturbed because the leftist women threw this, what I guess they call this the 4B movement. I'm not sure if that's the correct title or not, but hey, they're going on a sex strike over the victory of President Trump. They're shaving their heads. They're withholding sex. I mean, RT, wait, you know, what's that about, man? However, let me throw this in there first. If you've seen the videos, I don't know if
they'd even be in difference.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
360 pounds and 4 foot tall. I'm going to shave my head. Okay.
Oh, man. you know, I don't know about you, but I was looking at this and folks, look, there's a lot of serious stuff to talk about, but you know, we really have a mental illness problem in this country, right? Don't we? I mean, man,
it's programming. They don't even know how to respond to people. They don't even know how to express themselves other than do something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it is a mental illness. I firmly believe that. And the other night, their whole world was destroyed. And if you're that wound up, I mean, if Trump had lost, I wouldn't shave my head. I don't know any women that would shave their head. You know what I'm saying? Their tactics make no sense. It doesn't make any sense, man.
Look, you know what? I don't like to make fun of people because of their appearance, their looks. I'd be the last person really to do that or should do that. But I got to tell you, many look the same, right? Don't they? I mean, they all have the eyes that speak of.
Yeah, it's like you're expecting to turn into a werewolf at any time.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for the fangs, you know. But the women that I see in these, especially in these abortion marches, it's like, look, chick, you don't have to worry about it anyway. You know?
Well,
it's not going to be an issue in your life.
You know, I'd like to think that was true, that there would be some male discernment out there, but I'll tell you something. You know, who knows?
We have to take those into account. The other, you know, the leftist male. Okay, all right.
But then again, you know, I don't know about the leftist male, but so there's so much to talk about. And I do have a couple of announcements. We are going to have, like we had said last month, we had a meeting of our supporters on November 3rd, this past Sunday. We'll have one more, maybe a slightly abbreviated one this coming Sunday to go over some things. So we're going to keep our promise to that. But the other announcement, so folks, those people who are supporters and members of the interactive chat, we'll have a meeting. If RT can make it, he might be traveling, who knows? So,
I'll be there.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to hang for 3 hours, but I'll be there.
I can't either because I've got some. Actually, this goes into my next announcement, folks. I have got just a gift for you and RT. I didn't tell you this, Eric. I didn't tell you this either, but we have some incredible shows that we have done, the lost episodes of the Hagman Report, chosen a lot of the episodes, but Paul McGuire, just a number of, you remember Peter Barishaka, many people are going to be, I just have some great shows to kind of tweak a little bit and then upload them as the lost episodes. But you're going back to 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, especially in 19. And you know, Reagan, Megan Barth, man, I watched a segment from her and she nailed the Biden-Harris team. Not in the way, I mean, not precisely, but talking about Biden and Harris for 2020, for that election, and gets down and dirty into the details about how bad Harris is. I think she was one of the first ones to do a very deep dive communist comrade Harris, McKneepads, whatever. So it's great. So those will be posted, I think, this weekend. Only, well, but you have to promise me, folks, please create a free account at Rumble and then follow the Hagman Report. Okay, that's all I ask you to do, because this is going to probably take us, I don't know, upwards of maybe 75 hours at the very least to put some of these episodes up. It's a long process. So I ask you that favor, subscribe or create an account at Rumble, subscribe to Hagman Report. And, hey, you never have to use it, you know, but at least you're following us. You'll get notices when those videos drop. So please do that. I ask for that.
It helps the Hagman Report.
Okay? It does.
It's such a simple way to show support. It's simple. Yeah. Don't cost anything.
And you know what? The other thing too, a lot of people are saying, well, Rumble has got too many ads. The way to get around that is to download the Brave browser, B-R-A-V-E, Brave browser. And of course, that will, along with it, if you need to, an ad blocker extension, and that'll block all of the ads. Because look, I've got no control over this. We reach out to Rumble. But it's them, not us. So
and in all fairness, it's a business.
It's their business.
In all fairness, really, it's a business.
Yes.
That's how they can stay online free for you, because you got to watch ads.
Exactly. And supposedly there's a revenue sharing that we don't. I mean, we don't really. If there is one, certainly it's not.
You're not in it. Nobody got invited from here.
Yeah, but anyway, that's all the housekeeping in addition to the topics. But Randy Taylor, where do you want to start? Because, you know, this has been a heck of a long week and a heck of a good week and a heck of a intense week. I mean, what's on your heart right now?
What you said earlier, something's bothering me. I said it the other night after election night. For Fox to call the race that early, I mean, if you remember back to 2020, you know, they didn't call the race for until the next day. I don't know. And then this Iranian arrest, it's almost like they're setting us up. There's a false flag. They're going to try and kill Trump. If he gets hit, just going to blame it on the Iran, and boom, we're in World War III. Yeah, there's so many things, so many scenarios that could play out, and it's really bugging me. It's bugging my wife. It's bugging you. It's bugging. I've had people emailing me. Something isn't right, and I don't have a crystal ball. I have my ideas, which I just threw one of them out there for you. Something's not right. Something's wrong. And if you folks are on the chat, the Rumble chat, fire some ideas in here. Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I'd like to hear from those.
You can make them short and sweet. Yeah. Just throw some out there. You know how anybody's been in a corporate world, when we'd get ready to go and do a marketing campaign, introduce a new product, anything like that, we'd get the whiteboard out and we'd say, okay, just throw ideas out here. I don't care how stupid they are. It doesn't matter. I want to hear something. Boom, 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 boom. And we'd have a board with 30 items on it in no time. And then you'd sit there and chisel your way down. That's what I'm saying we need to do. We need to brainstorm. Something is very bizarre about the way everything's gone thus far.
Yeah, I can't shake this because today was so busy in my home. I was talking to a guy who visited, who made a delivery. We were talking, and he's a major Trump supporter and he was saying, you know, I'm really concerned about the next, and he said 106 days. Okay. He said, I'm very concerned about that, but I'm even more concerned. Once, you know, President Trump gets in, how they could set up the various, they could tie his hands before he even got off, you know, off to the start. And a big contention that he mentioned, his concern obviously was something happening to President Trump, but the other thing was, you know, the more President Trump talks about exposing certain things, and bringing Kennedy into certain areas and Musk into the social media platform, and these, you know, to combat censorship, he said, I just have this really funny feeling that we're not seeing what's going to happen next. I guess other people are feeling the same way. So again, to echo Randy Taylor, put your thoughts in the chat.
And echo our viewers that have emailed in. We've had some that even thought that Trump was playing for the other team and we got walked into a trap. You know what I'm saying? We're seeing all kinds of different. I think I forwarded one to you, Doug, that was, look, I don't discount anything. I just know that Trump was the right candidate.
Do you think?
And this thing with Iran, I'm just really surprised that they just did it when they've known that there were hitters from Iran out running around for some time. Since July.
Right. Well,
we're in November.
And in the show notes, and folks, by the way, the program, I physically, okay, there, the tech is working nonstop, so I physically put the show online and at our website. So the show notes are at our website at HagmanPI.com. And RT, I wrote you a note on this, speaking about the Iranian assassination plot. There's in video, in cut 9, this is a minute 24. There are a lot of questions about this Iranian plot, that also connects, by the way, to video 1. That's Waleed Faris, but Eric the Tech, and RT, you can comment on this too. This is a clip about the questions surrounding the Iranian assassination plan against President Trump, folks, and see if there's both the threat and the use of the threat by our own intelligence community to this plausible deniability. You know, what better way to start a war with Iran? Can you imagine?
I didn't even see your notes, but that's what we're thinking alike again.
Yeah. I mean,
we didn't even talk about this.
No, we didn't, so if it was, or let's say something happened and in fact it was legitimately somebody, you know, Iranian, there are a couple of things I would say. Number one, I think that they would be acting in conjunction with Five Eyes or our own CIA, or on to completely on their own. I'm kind of married to the former. Well, I would suggest the former as opposed to the latter, because then that would give the warmonger, the neocons, the warmongers, along with a lot of Trump supporters saying, okay, bomb that, take Iran off the map. I mean, isn't that what you would think, RT?
Yeah, that's how they sucked us in 9/11.
It's very true.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a replay of that, just different direction, but they're looking for any reason to start a war with Iran.
Yeah. Well, let's play cut 9, and then on the other side, Randy Taylor, you can comment, because I did put this down here asking you to call on your experience with the FBI to see if this passes muster with the how this all came about, how this developed. I'm not sure this does. I'm not sure this is really okay. What they're saying it is. So pay real close attention.
Let's check it out.
All right.
It's absolutely imperative, his security, his safety, especially right now from November until he takes, you know, office on January 21st, the inauguration, because he's going to have those threats. And I just, you know, pray for his safety, pray for those guardian, the angels to protect him. But what is very, I have a lot of questions about this. You know, this just got released today, came out of the Manhattan federal court, but I have a lot of questions. Here you have this Shakiri. He's an Afghan national. He had come to the United States, spent 14 years in the U.S. prisons, and he's in Iran right now. And he's talking to the FBI voluntarily, telling them about what the IRGC was planning to assassinate Trump while he's living in Iran. That doesn't make sense to me. The IRGC is executing people, executing anyone that speaks out against the regime. But yet this guy is in Iran freely talking to the FBI about the assassination attempt that he was planning on doing on Trump. So there's a lot of questions, I think, right now that surrounds this release. Why did the FBI not come out earlier and talk about this? Why did they not do a press conference? And what is the FBI doing in the intelligence agencies right now, especially until January 21st, to make sure that President Trump has the security that he needs? And they're dealing with the threats from Iran. And guys, I'm not seeing that. I'm not seeing any kind of government response from the Biden administration. So there needs to be a lot of questions on what this release was today from the federal court in Manhattan.
So, Randy Taylor, does this make sense to you?
Nope.
Didn't think so.
No. This is, I think what we said earlier, like I said, we didn't even talk. I haven't seen that. I've been rather busy today. No. We're being walked in. What they want to do is they want to assassinate Trump. And rather than have all the patriots, which they got to get a little glimpse of how many of us there are at the election, they don't want us turning on the U.S. government and blaming them for his assassination. So they think they're going to finger Iran. They're trying to walk us into this. This is bullshit. I'll tell you that right now. This is bullshit, Doug.
Okay. And even at the very least, if let's say this was a legitimate threat,
there's no way the guy sitting in Iran and letting this information out, he would have been beheaded before the show started.
Indeed.
No.
It doesn't work that way. They don't
We need to shout this loud and far. If anything happens to Trump, we're coming for you. We're talking to the government.
We're talking to the Brennans, the Mayorkas.
Yes, all those little rat bastards behind the scenes that think they're going to start changing it. They're trying to push us into a dictator-type state, communism. That's not happening. And Ed Brennan, man, that's one guy I want to see rot in a prison.
Yeah, along with Mayorkas,
I'm talking those prisons where they don't even get an hour of daylight.
Yeah.
Supermax. You know what? Forget prison. I got a better destination for Brennan. That guy, that is an evil man.
100%.
Him and Mayorkas together are that's a duo from the devil.
And you know about Valerie Jarrett, you know, her Iranian ties and her close-knit nature with Obama. Mm-hmm. We've talked, and in fact, I couldn't believe this. I was going through some of the lost episodes, you know, from 20, I think it was like really early, right after Eric came aboard. And I saw, I was watching us discuss Obama, Jarrett, and a few of the congressional Congress creditors that were on the Intelligence Committee. Look, this is... There's something wrong here. It's too quiet.
Yep. And John Kerry, he's got ties into the Iranian regime. And this is not good. This is more than just a few questions. They're trying to set it up. And I'm telling you, they're trying to set it up so the patriots in this country, all the people that voted for Trump, aren't marching on Washington, D.C. That's exactly what they're trying to do, is cover their asses. And it's not going to work. We need to expose them. Every talk show, every podcast needs to just expose them.
And in the chat, Starbright, I agree with you, Kash Patel. Let me tell you something. He would be, I think, a great asset to our intelligence or, you know, attorney general. I mean, either way, but the guy, his book, Government, was it Kash Patel's book, Government, or am I thinking of Raheem? Regardless, he would be a fantastic pick. Sorry, right? I agree with you 100%. But yeah, this is not right. And there's one other thing too that's taking place in the background, and I mentioned this earlier about the cut nine and the cut one being close together. This is just over a minute. Waleed Faris, there are jihadist armies, and we saw this in Amsterdam going after the Jews.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, then trying to blame the Jews.
Exactly. But consider what we've brought into this country by way of Mayorkas, Biden, Harris, and all the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. We have standing armies and militias, as mm-hmm. you spoke about them.
They keep me awake at night.
Me too. Very disconcerting. And think about the weaponry that's in this country. I mean, you could drive semis across the border at this point and take a rocket launchers into, you know, West Palm, that airport, Mar-a-Lago. I mean, who knows?
Any airport. Yeah, that's always been a fear of mine is, you know, they may have a hard time getting up close with a sniper, but I'll tell you what, Stinger missiles really miss. And I mean, you see the dumbest retards in Afghanistan can fire a Stinger missile. It's just point and shoot.
Yeah, pretty
the
much.
Missile, the missile does all the work.
Yep.
I'm telling you, absolute. I was in the military, okay? Retards can fire a Stinger missile. I'm telling you. And yes, I use the word retard. I'm American.
Well, let's go to cut one. Waleed Faris warning that jihadist armies could rise up. Now, he's speaking, I think, primarily when I watch this in the context of Europe, but I suspect he was also referencing
US. That could be anywhere. Yeah, that's anywhere, anytime.
Yeah.
Look, we don't know what's in this country.
We don't.
That's the problem. We don't know what's here. That's why I'm asking people, you know, if you see anything out there that's solid, give me some intel. Give me something to work with.
Yeah.
You know, give me something I can go look at, something Doug can go look at. Give us a starting point. You know, something is going to go afoul here, and it's going to have something to do with all those people that came across the border. This is not rocket science, man.
100%.
And they're playing us to be stupid. I'm not stupid. You're not stupid. Our audience isn't stupid. The patriots in this country aren't stupid.
Right.
We see this coming a long way off.
Well, let's hear from Waleed Faris. This is cut one, and comment on the other side.
Waleed, I want to start with you today. There's a lot that went on today. They indicted the Iranians connected to President Trump's assassination attempt. And we also had this extraordinary episode in Amsterdam that reminds us that Iran-fueled hatred is everywhere in the world right now.
Absolutely. I mean, let me start with what's happening in Amsterdam. It's a shock for many people, not for me. I published a book in 2006, which is about future jihad, in which I have warned and warned again Western government that these individual jihadists that you are receiving in Europe and also in the United States, one way or another, are going to become a jihadi army at the end of the day. And since Paris, major intifadas that we seem to have forgotten some 15 years ago, what I see on the ground in Europe is a better, more efficient, organized jihadi network. We call them militias, if you want. And this is a spasm. What we've seen now in Amsterdam, yes, they will make some arrests, but this is one wave. And we have to be very careful. Everything that goes to the street has first passed by the classroom. So this radicalization, this irresponsible policy in the West, not just here, but also in Europe, are going to have us see these kind of dramatic situations.
Well, there it is. And, you know, Steeler's mom in the chat, you're right to mention as well. Remember, Randy, Obama talking about creating his own standing army. This could very well be a part of that, given the, if you looked at Obama over the last week or so, you can see where he's not a happy camper. So
he may not even be in country.
Yeah.
There was some snippets around that he left election night.
Yeah, I've got no idea about that. I don't either. But you know, again, 106 days now, I guess, before the inauguration. But it doesn't stop there either. It's gonna go past that. But many people are in the chat. You're absolutely right, folks. There's something amiss here about this. Okay, but this also brings to a point. What is Randy, I'm going to toss this to you. What do you think the left is expecting from President Trump? We haven't talked about this. Do you believe that he's out? It's not retribution or revenge. It's justice. But with that,
retribution, but it has to be that way. The lawfare that has occurred in the last 4 years needs to be called into account and punished.
Tried
and punished.
100%.
You know what? If they didn't want this, they should have thought about that a long time ago. And this lawfare, especially these, now the ones that are dropping charges, they're dropping charges like they're hot potatoes. They are hot potatoes, okay? But Trump plans on revamping Washington, okay? And he doesn't plan to leave any Democrats in place. I'm just telling you, that's his plan. And that terrifies these guys. The CIA is worried that Trump is going to keep Kennedy's promise and shatter him into 1,000 pieces. Yeah, they are. FBI knows he's coming. DOJ knows he's coming. They're going to do everything they can to stop him. The left expects this, and they should expect it. They should expect it because the laws have been broken. We don't do business this way. What's happened in the last 4 years is not the United States that I defended. If it was like that at that time, I would not have defended this country. I would have hoped that something happened.
Man.
I'm serious. I told you the reason I got out of it is I could not promise myself that if I saw something about the president, that I would report it. I'm being honest with you, man. I told you that. At that point, I could not. Because I hated the president that much.
Now you're referencing
shame
Obama.
On me. And yeah, shame on me. I'm a Christian, but the intelligence world, it's not black and white like that.
What about the perversity aspect of this, the Epstein and Combs lists and such? I mean, is that playing a factor, do you think?
I think so. Here's what's going to slaughter him is Trump is going to slaughter these guys doing the sex trafficking. They're in for something they don't even understand is coming. They think they know what's coming. No. And you know what? That's their moneymaker, that and the drugs.
Mm-hmm. Now with the drugs trafficking.
He's gonna kick their legs right off from under them. It's gonna break the CIA's back.
So the CIA, of course, plays a really important role in the drug sex trafficking weapons
running.
And
the FBI turns their head.
And you know, you remember Eric Holder, Fast mm-hmm. and Furious with the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that component to this, or that aspect of this.
Anything that's illegal, they're in. Look at their budgets, man, and look at what they do. They can't operate with that budget. They're never allocated enough money. It's just a number on a piece of paper. They fund themselves. Come on. Listen, when we went in Vietnam, what happened in the United States? Heroin hit the streets in a big way. We all know how that happened. We've seen the books, or we've read the books. We've seen the movies. Everybody knows. Okay. Down in the 70s and 80s. Where were we? South America. Gee, isn't that funny? That's where cocaine comes from. Streets flooded with it. Biggest dealer, United States. Now let's go to Afghanistan. Let's create a war. Just like you did Gulf of Tonkin in Vietnam.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's create a war in Afghanistan. Bam. As soon as we're in Afghanistan, what comes back? Heroin had all but gone away until we went in Afghanistan. Then it hit our streets in a heap. Worse than it was with Vietnam.
You know, Randy.
Worse.
Probably 20 feet away from me. I can't get to it right now. Is a book called Chaos. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was written about just that MK Ultra, the drugs. You had the rock and roll. The music was really part of an MK Ultra CIA operation, right? And so was the drugs, the LSD. And that was used as a test in the book Chaos. I don't recall the author's name, but the book documents all of this. And it was like a bell curve. You could see it go up, focus and centered initially in San Francisco and then throughout the country. And then from that, crack cocaine into the minority neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the amount of cash, Doug, that went into Afghanistan, U.S. dollars? I'm talking in briefcases. I'm talking in airplanes, cash, dollar bills that went in. And they said, we're using this to bribe warlords, to get warlords to sign over and work with the USA. Yeah, I'll bet. You were over there purchasing heroin.
That's right.
Okay. Heroin. And you weren't just bringing in poppies or anything like that. No, they were actually doing the heroin and the hash. And all, the best hash in the world comes out of Afghanistan. Okay. I know. I've smoked it. It's awesome. All right. Heroin. Never done heroin. The heroin comes out of Afghanistan. It's already processed. When they wanted to even process more, what they did is they went to the South American drug lords. This is recently, okay, in the last 15 years. They went to South America because the demand was too strong in the U.S. Afghanistan couldn't keep up. So what they started doing was transporting the raw product down to South America, and they were processing it down there, turning it into black tar heroin, bringing it right across the border. I know all about these clowns.
No.
I don't. Also, back, listen, Did anybody ever see that movie American Made with Tom Cruise? There's a lot of truth to that movie. Okay. The United States was the biggest cocaine dealers in the 80s. Okay. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Well, the CIA also worked with one cartel over another, and they were able to track cocaine specifically by putting markers in one ingredient. They would put markers in so they could tell what, if they grabbed cocaine off the street, they can analyze, the CIA could, to see where, which cartel was pushing.
I didn't know that. I know that.
That came out in congressional testimony.
Okay. That I didn't know. But the cocaine was, listen, we were the biggest drug dealers.
Oh, heck yeah.
In the 80s. I'm telling you, we've always been the biggest drug dealers. We've also been the largest arms dealers in the world. We are the largest sex traffickers in the world. You know, this is beyond ridiculous. And the Brennans and all these guys, they've been involved in this. They know all about this. I don't know how Brennan sleeps at night. I really don't.
Upside down, probably from a bar or rafter.
I don't know how John Brennan sleeps at night. He has to be satanic, evil, one of Satan's minions, has no soul to soul. No human being that has even a smidgen of conscience could operate like that guy.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you on that.
I mean,
there is so much for the left, for the communists, I shouldn't say even left, but for the communists to hide from President Trump and his cabinet, his inner circle, because you're only talking probably what, 100 to 300 in the inner circle at the White House complex, and then you've got like the second layer, which is a couple of thousand, and Susie Wiles apparently now is going to be his chief of staff, first female chief of staff in the history of our republic, and her task is not to handle President Trump, but her task is to keep some people away from President Trump, which, you know, look, I don't know. He's his own man, but he's got to have some structure. But, you know, these are important picks. Go ahead.
Yeah, they should. The toughest one to dismantle is going to be the Central Intelligence Agency. Because it's got so many layers and it's so compartmentalized. One hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. Okay. And that's huge in itself. That's a big problem. Then remember, the CIA uses contractors. All right. You couldn't let them know you were coming, for one. And God, what a monumental job. I mean, I don't even know what you'd have to do is get them out of the building, stop the building. The amount of manpower it would require, the amount of people that have to go overseas, you know what I mean, to chop them off at the knees over there. People are going to get killed doing this. Don't think for a second they won't.
Yeah.
A lot of good guys are going to get killed trying to change these things. And that's the scary part. And there can be no mercy as far as law enforcement, as far as, I'm serious now, when you start talking about dismantling the CIA, you're going to have to play outside of the rules. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Law and order doesn't work down in that gutter. Don't even think I'm looking to go and serve a warrant. You'll get shot in the face. It's going to take a special breed of person And I'm not talking about just somebody that's, you know, skilled and taking care of themselves or attacking something. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about up here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
And that person's going to have to make brutal decisions on the fly, because you're going to have to, you can't have this bureaucracy that says, well, you got to ask permission from him. He has to ask permission from her. You can't have that. The person out there, okay, that's operating with a 200-man contingent of killers has to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, I'll be honest with you, over wherever they are, I'm not interested in arresting them.
I'm not even sure.
That's not why we're there. That's not why you'd be there.
No, I don't think that would be the instructions. I hesitate to think of what that would entail. You know?
Can't give instructions on that, Doug.
No.
You can't. You have to look for a certain type of people to do a certain type of job.
Look, you've had that, your foot in that world, without going into detail. So you know how this system operates. I've only briefly touched on it.
But this isn't like you're going to take them to court or anything, man. This is, if you want to dismantle it. And the thing is, contractors and all you have in place, you're still going to have work that needs to be done around the world. So, you know what I'm saying? You got it? You need ice water in your veins to do this.
Man.
And I'm just telling you, you need ice water in your veins. You need to, I don't know how else to do this.
Dulles brothers really created back with the OSS, and it's just gotten worse since then, you know?
Mm-hmm. These people have ran around unchecked for a long time. And I mean, think about it. You have an intelligence agency deciding who's going to be the president. You have an intelligence agency programming the public. Just stop and think about that just for a second. Things have gotten out of hand. And the globalists are tied in there with all of this. This is going to be, Doug, I don't even know how to describe it. I'm giving you some hints here. I'm just telling you, it's going to take a special kind of people. It's not going to be somebody wearing just a shirt and tie that thinks he's going to walk in there and fix it. It doesn't work like that. And just changing the head of it. This is one snake. When you cut the head off, the snake's still going to operate.
Which is why at the beginning of the broadcast, you know, it's too quiet. If they know, and they would have to know, at least some of the broad strokes of the plan.
When they find out we're out here talking about it on the air.
there's that.
Oh, you're going to sleep tonight.
but so.
Sleep tight, sweetheart.
Yeah. Hey, lock the door. Yeah.
It's my country. Hey, you know what? They kiss my ass.
Hey, go down fighting. But see, that's what's troublesome to me, and I think to a lot of people. A lot of people are paying attention, is you go after that snake, especially that snake. You're talking about NGOs. You're talking about contractors, subcontractors.
And any one of them don't necessarily know everything that's going on. You take Brennan, he doesn't know everything that's going on in the CIA.
Of course not, no.
No, it's too compartmentalized.
Yep.
And the thing is, nobody really knows who's running every single compartment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, there's always going to be that office down the hall that nobody ever seems to go in and out of, but probably has a lot to do with what's going on in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a dark, dangerous game. And when you talk about that, a president isn't safe. I mean, come on, they whack leaders all over the world. The Central Intelligence Agency are responsible for murders all over the world.
Oh, but heck yes.
You know what I'm saying? You think they're going to think twice about killing some guy who's threatening their money, their income source?
Man.
It's gotten past that. It's not just operating budget. I mean, these guys are getting, these guys have accounts overseas. They have accounts in Ukraine. They've got accounts in Grand Cayman. Yeah, they had accounts in Panama. This is a mess, man. This is a mess. And Trump, he's the man, but this time is when he's really dangerous. First time, they tied him up and kept him busy with the impeachment and all that. He didn't get shit done. Nothing. He didn't get anything done, really. Little stuff. But, I mean, major overhauls. He didn't overhaul the CIA. Certainly didn't overhaul the FBI. They were giving him as much crap as they did, you know, before he even got started. He certainly didn't overhaul the Central Intelligence Agency. The CIA had convinced the military he was a bad guy. You know, otherwise you wouldn't have that Finman or whatever his name, people like that running around. You've got people out there openly resisting him. And John Brennan is one of them. Mayorkas is another one. They've got it sweet right now. They've been promised a seat at the table. You think they want to give that up? Those are dangerous men.
How close is keeping this secret? Obviously, this is these covert operations all over. How close was during President Trump's term from his first term, we'll call it, where they were keeping him busy? They had to, so he would not look in the places that he perhaps was going to be looking at. Is that?
Well, you had people like, you had Flynn, okay? Flynn's not an idiot.
No.
Flynn's got an idea. I mean, come on. A lot of times the military is the contractor for the CIA.
Correct.
The call comes from the CIA. Some military units dispatched. Nobody knows anything. Doesn't show up on a record. Stuff doesn't show up in your jacket, in your record. Nothing. I'm telling you. Okay? It's a tangled web we weave. Look, I know what needs to be done. I'd love to have a hand in it. Because I know the type of personality that it requires.
Yeah, we'd have to. I know there are a lot of volunteers like us.
You look at 24 hours a day being killed.
Oh, of course. Of course.
No joke. I mean, everything. You got to know who the mechanics are that work on your plane. Everything, man. You have to have people around you with balls of steel.
Well, I mean, look at Iran-Contra. Just that operation alone, how many bodies are left in that wake? You know, with Oliver North.
And that was public. Yeah, Ollie North.
Yeah. Barry Seal.
He was in the CIA, but Ollie North, he didn't orchestrate everything. He took the hit. He was the sacrificial lamb. You know, when he left there, he was going around in the Christian circuit at churches speaking and making $100,000 every time he spoke. So,
which I think that's rather obscene by itself.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, but that, look, he took the hit for Reagan. He stepped up and he took the hit. And he was well compensated for it, trust me. Okay, he didn't lose his pension. Okay, none of that. Okay, and trust me, when he left, he was on the circuit, man. He was making more money than he ever dreamed of making working. Yeah. It's a mess. And this whole, we got to get, and the thing is, the entire 4 years that he's in this time, his life's in danger more than it ever was. The first time around, his life wasn't really in danger. They were making a joke out of him. They were making a whipping boy out of him. They tied him up.
I do believe some of the cuts that we have here, the videos that we have, will explain, I think, the first 4 years, the impact. And that would speak to motive. And motive, in this case, I believe, you're talking about motive, Randy. You're talking about the motive to keep him occupied so he doesn't look in that corner or that corner.
Or have his people look in there. If he does it right and he brings the right people in and the right teams and the right people that know how to pick people to get the job done. But the biggest and most important thing. He has to have people that won't turn on him. He has to have people that, with a little bit of pressure, don't go, "Oh, well, I remember he told me." No. He needs people that are stones, man. That if they're ever questioned, they don't have any idea what the hell you're talking about. And that's what they tell you. President Trump, he never said that. In fact, I've never talked to the man. Like, get out of my office. And that's what you'd have to be. You can't have people that will turn around. You can't have, like, his lawyer, like Cohen, and all everybody on his staff turned on him except for Flynn. I mean, even Kellyanne Conway turned around and said, "Oh, there was no cheating in the 2020 election." I was surprised she said that, because I had always admired her of being so loyal and faithful to him. I always admired her for that.
Yeah, I was so disappointed, because I've got a lot of pictures with and I spoke at length with Kellyanne Conway in Washington, D.C. Yeah. And I'll tell you, she was a genuine person.
I think she's one hell of a gal. I've always said that.
The hell happened?
You know what? I think just got beat up enough. And she probably, you know, I don't know. Because we never turned around and said that. But then we didn't have the media in our face every day.
That's true.
You know, we don't know. Maybe she was threatened. We don't know. You got to have people. What did I say? People with steel balls are going to have to be the ones around President Trump this time. That's why I told you. I would love to take a job working in the background where nobody ever sees me except the people that need to see me. And if I'm standing in front of your desk, you're in fucking trouble.
I'm sorry.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's the only time you see me, you're in trouble.
You know, about that, okay, the staffing. No, don't worry about it. Susie Wiles, being President Trump's chief of staff.
That would be the guy in the field that would use their kind of language. Sorry.
No, but the way that the way his inner circle now is being constructed, Representative Sheehy, Tim Sheehy from Montana, was talking today in an interview, and he was saying, look, you can take a look at how this cabinet, this inner circle is being constructed, and take some, have some faith, because, there's, you know, they talk about loyalty. It's a loyalty to President Trump only to the extent that it's a mission loyalty as opposed to a personality loyalty or loyalty to a person.
It's loyalty back to the Constitution.
That's it.
And that's exactly it. And that we arrive there, however the path, the end justifies the means. It has to, in this administration, it has to, Doug. The end justifies the means, and that means that that's the way it is. And that's just how it is. This isn't like previous administrations. No administration had to go in and clean up what needs cleaned up, and only has 4 years to do it.
And that's why they say, you know, you cannot vote your way out of tyranny. What we have is a tyrannical infrastructure.
Yes, sir. And that's what I'm saying. It's going to take guys like you and me. I would never turn on anybody. I don't care how bad you squeeze me, you torture me. You can stick a gun to my head and see you on the other side.
Well,
and I'll tell you right now, I would not have any problem seeing that sex traffickers were executed in the field. Absolutely none.
That's a part of what's coming.
I'm saying that's the kind of people you have to have out there. This is not the court system. It's just like when we used to bring terrorists into the civil court system.
It didn't work.
You can't do that. It's got to be military tribunals. The terrorism was a military act, and J6 wasn't terrorism. So Liz Cheney, you can eat shit. Okay, that wasn't terrorism. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm talking about the two snipers they've grabbed that are out there to kill Trump. That's terrorism.
I totally agree.
Okay, we need to first of all clearly define what terrorism is. We have a little problem with that in this country.
We have problems about titling a lot of things in this country, including terrorism, insurrection.
We turn around words
like treason.
It's not an insurrection.
No, it wasn't.
And the more they say it, you know how stupid they sound around the world when they say that? You know how dumb we look? How stupid, how insignificant and petty we look?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. We're laughed at around the world. And look at the people look at Admiral whatever his face is. The guy that thinks he's a chick.
We are
a laughing stock around the world. And it's time for that to change.
Well, to me, that's almost window dressing, but it's still a virus that's within this this organism, this governmental organism. That's a virus. To me, that would be easier to stomp out than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know?
Ours is so deep and so, and like I said, you've got to get out there and, you got contractors that do certain things and you're going to have to make it clear there's certain things that they're not going to do, but there's other things that need you to do. You know what I mean? And I'll be honest with you, a lot of this cleanup, I would assign to the same contractors I bring in my office and rip a new butt off. Or I meet them somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the means are, I would never bring them in my office. But whatever the means are that I communicate with them, I would put them, maybe they were working in the drug trade or something. Well, I'm going to pay, you know what? I'm going to raise your pay. And what you're going to do from the United States government now is you're going to kill everybody in the cartel. Because he's got to think about it. He's got the cartels in Mexico to deal with, too. He's got cartels in Colombia to deal with, too. He starts stepping on the CIA. That's going to step on the drug trade. That's going to step on the sex trafficking trade. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's going to make, this is something that I'm telling you, it's a Pandora's box. When you open it, oh my Lord, the things that are going to come out of that box and the things that are going to be affected. You might do one thing, but it's going to have the effect on 10 different things. You know what I'm saying? This is how crazy it is, and you got to comprehend this going in. He's got to bring the right people in. And I mean, he's got to bring in some hardcore people that the public never sees that'll take care of business.
I'm not sure he would do this directly.
No,
I think he would have
somebody
to
do that.
Yeah,
you know what
there
I'm
would
saying?
Have to be layered.
His administration.
Yeah.
And it's got to flow, and it's going to cost money. I know they're talking about straightening up the deficit. Not for a while.
Well, I think all that's siloed. I think you've got Musk with a good plan to cut what $1.7 trillion like right away. You've got $40 billion.
The money's going to be flowing out too. Believe me, to get this job done and hire the talent needed, there's going to be a lot of money. And the thing is, you don't want to be using the drug trade to finance killing the guys doing the sex trafficking. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%.
So where's the money going to come from? See what I'm saying? This is a wicked mess to be in.
Well, we already know we've got $40 billion going out to deceased, people, Medicare and Social Security payments, $40 billion. I mean, you could tap into that. You can tap into a lot of things, but... Okay, hold that thought. Last break of the evening, I want to tell you about Don't Waste Power. This little device right here, I got to tell you, this saves will save you a lot of money. Don't buy one, don't buy two, buy three, depending on the size of your house. But I use this in my home, in my office, in my studio, these. Okay. And I found the sweet spot for me is three of these, one by the circuit breaker, one at the furthest outlet from my circuit breaker, and then one in the middle. Reports have shown that our electricity bills have set record highs this year. It's so bad that people are trying to, deciding whether, okay, are we going to heat our houses or are we going to not heat our houses and buy food? That's where we're at. Many people are struggling to choose between food and their power bill. So, look, this is why I lower my energy bills with the help of that magical little device you see, and absolutely love the cost savings it gives me. And thanks to that, I can help cut down my electricity costs, beat the power companies, and keep more money in my pocket every month. It's designed to help lower costs by stopping my home and appliances from wasting unnecessary energy. I don't know how it works, but it works. It does reduce my electricity usage. I've noticed that on my electric bills, and it supports a very consistent and safe flow of electricity throughout my home. And all you have to do is plug it into one of your home wall outlets. The cost savings from the first month alone will convince you that it's the best purchase you can buy. And it makes a great Christmas gift as well. I know it's only November, but hey, think ahead. Go to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Just click in the link in the description box below to get the nation's leading way to lower energy bills. Up to 66% off, free express shipping, and several other bonuses with every order completely 100% for free. And, in different places, you can get a $100 utility rebate certificate as well. And that also helps protect the life of your appliances. So that's all good. It's all good. I want to just show you, Randy and folks, the collusion that has gone on the first 4 years and continuing on really for the last 8-9 years with respect to President Trump. It's all coming out now. Evidence of collusion. You can't get worse than this collusion to take out a presidential candidate. This is video number 2 in the show notes of Hagman PI. Your comments, Randy Taylor, on the other side of this. Cut to, please.
Well, and that's why accountability is so important. This is why the Trump 47 Justice Department, House Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee, and others need to aggressively pursue this so this never happens again. Normizing it seems, is part of a criminal conspiracy against rights under Section 18 U.S.C. Section 241. When you have private citizens colluding with government actors to violate the constitutional rights of Americans, that is a very serious civil rights felony under our federal civil rights statutes, 18 U.S.C. Section 241 and 242 under color of law, conspiracy and color of law. And look what they've done. We have evidence, uncontroverted evidence, that Biden and his White House have their fingerprints on all four of these unprecedented criminal prosecutions. You had Jonathan Hsu, Biden's deputy White House counsel, release President Trump's claim of executive privilege on behalf of President Biden, which led to Jack Smith, the Mar-a-Lago raid, the indictment down in Mar-a-Lago for presidential records Trump's allowed to have under the Presidential Records Act, the bogus January 6th indictment in D.C. You had Matthew Colangelo going from the number 3 office in the Biden Justice Department to Alvin Bragg's office to bring that bogus indictment, the first indictment ever, for the non-crime of a businessman settling a nuisance claim. And somehow that was 34 campaign finance felonies. And then there's the Fulton County case with Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade. On January 6th, where Nathan Wade, they indicted Trump and 18 others, where Nathan Wade was dumb enough to bill his time for his meetings with the Biden-Harris White House, including the White House counsel. 16 hours $250 an hour, $4,000. It clearly had to be about Trump's case or he could not have billed his time. This is what needs to be probed by House Judiciary, Senate Judiciary, and the Trump 47 Justice Department. This is very serious. This is, again, this is a continuation of Crossfire Hurricane. This is because Hillary got caught with her illegal home server with our nation's most classified secrets. And more problematically, the Clinton Foundation pay-for-play foreign bribery schemes when she's Secretary of State. The Russians hacked it. They thought that hack was coming out before the 2016 election, so they made up Crossfire Hurricane. They made up the Russian collusion hoax. They lied to the FISA court. They spied on a presidential candidate. They spied on the president of the United States. They hobbled his presidency. They did it again with Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020. And the whole point of this lawfare is because Trump declassified Crossfire Hurricane the day before he left office. They didn't publicly release it. And so that's what this lawfare is all about. This must be investigated. This is intel. These are the intel agencies, law enforcement agencies colluding with Hillary's campaign, including Perkins Coie with the Steele dossier, to take out a presidential candidate, to take out a president of the United States. You can't get worse than that. That's the biggest scandal in American history.
So a lot of information there, you know, the collusion, the fact that President Trump declassified those documents were, you know, they really never made it beyond that declassification status. Now they're coming out. So they're afraid when he gets back in, there's a real possibility of jail time for these people.
There will be jail time. It's not a possibility. They're going to jail.
I have to agree with you on that.
And again, and that's one more set of people that hate him.
You know, I had a conversation. It was yesterday with somebody that has ears inside the planning of what's, you know, what they're planning to do. And I take this person at their word, and I know his access. So the information I get, you know, I checked with him yesterday. I said, can I say any of this? And he said, yeah, everything I'm telling you, you know, is fair game. And I thought, okay, you know, so this is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that, look, this is going to be totally different than the first time. This is going to be, burning the crops and salting the earth this time coming up. And there are people scared shitless about this. His word, not mine. So, you know, so what you're saying, though, it falls right into that.
Scared men do desperate things, Doug.
Which, again, goes back to it's too damn quiet.
Mm-hmm. They're going to try and kill Trump again.
And
I wouldn't put it, if they missed, they're going to try it again. It's going to get really crazy.
The only thing that bothered me about that conversation was when I brought that up, I was reassured, look, you know, they're well aware of it. They got it handled. But how can you have it handled?
The problem is this isn't just some mailman from Arkansas or Alabama that has a hard on for Trump is going to, you know, the Secret Service can easily stop the assassination attempt. They don't know where it's coming from. There's going to be a lot of players in close. There's going to be dangerous people in close.
It's coming from inside. The calls coming from inside the house.
The people are going to have access that other people don't have. Okay. In the same way that they turn people against Trump the first term, they can turn Secret Service agents against Trump. You have to, there's so many things that can go wrong here. He needs some balls out. He's got Secret Service and all that's great. I would have a contract with Eric Prince, and I would also have a couple people that understand just how all this crap works. And where to look and what to watch for in the whole nine yards.
Well, look, let's go back to Butler just briefly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pieces of information we got, I'm not sure, Arthi, if we spoke about this publicly or not, but there was a Secret Service agent that was involved in that planning, advance agent, who happened to have a female companion, I'll leave it there, who was reportedly leaking information to other people so that there was foreknowledge of the deficiencies. And that, by the way, that agent is still active.
And that's nothing, because they didn't think Trump was going to win the election at that time.
Yeah. But what would happen? And folks in the chat, I'm kind of watching that. What would happen if President Trump was taken out right now?
People are going to blame Washington.
Or are they going to blame Iran?
No, they won't.
You don't think?
No, they'll try and sell that. Patriots aren't stupid, Doug. Patriots are out there listening to us, listening to Alex Jones. Alex Jones was covering a lot of this on the show today.
I missed the show.
I watched it. Listen, people know. Okay, and if they kill President Trump, I'll tell you what, you might as well have cheated in the election. But this time you drew blood. Yeah, first blood. The retaliation against Washington and the people in Washington and the people in these offices, and Doug, it'll be swift and bloody. They're going to make a mistake and try and kill Trump. And I'm telling you, even if they try and kill him again, it's going to get nasty. He'll have to beg people, just stop, let me take care of this.
I'm not sure about that. If he would, well, maybe he would be compelled to do that. But
okay. You can't look like you've lost control of anything.
True.
So just by virtue of office, he would have to try and simmer people down, which he could if he's still alive.
Okay, and then let me ask you this, and I pose the same question to the people in the chat. We saw prior to the election fencing go up around the Capitol, the White House, the vice president's residence. My question now is, you look at it one way before the election, it's still up. What was the real intent here? Is the intent to protect?
Protect these people after they murder Trump.
Okay, or is it to protect? I guess it wouldn't be to protect President Trump right?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Okay. Well, continuing on with this, this should give people
on a cheery note. It really can get nasty. Things went too smooth election night, man.
And
something is wrong. Okay? Fox called everything way too soon. When was the last time you saw an election called that fast? You and I were sitting here on the show, and it was 10 o'clock, and they were calling states.
Yeah,
they were calling states that I didn't even know they had closed the voting booths for.
I think they had just closed and some. Yeah, it was very quick.
It was way too powerful. Man. It was weird.
Yeah.
And especially after 2020. And you said it the other night. Where did 20 million voters go?
Of course. They never existed in the first place.
Thank you. They didn't just evaporate.
No.
This has been... They're still scamming.
Well, they're scamming with the House seats right now. I mean, look at the situation with Carrier Lake in Maricopa County. Mm-hmm. You've got Mark Elias rushing to the aid of Bob Casey in Pennsylvania, my state. There's still some shenanigans. Yeah, there's still stuff.
They're dragging that out because the thought of Trump surviving and having the Senate and the House, man, he could, the destruction of these people would go that much faster.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's to what we were talking about, the collusion, the fact that they attacked Trump and now President Trump is going to draw blood this time. This is 42 seconds. The incoming Trump administration may charge Letitia James with criminal conspiracy to violate rights. And I'll tell you what, they've got a case. They've
got it.
This is cut two, but
she's a racist, man.
Or cut three.
Entire campaign was to put an old white guy in jail.
Well, right. But again, acting on behalf of her paymaster, Soros, and others, but Soros was the bag man in this case, Alexander and George.
If you could prove the conspiracy or squeeze her hard enough, and she gives up Soros, then we could stick that bastard in prison.
Perhaps, and I'd like to
see
that.
Soros is going to end up either in jail or dead.
What about Alexander, who's really pulling?
That kid, go right. You know what? They clean him off the bumper of a car.
Perhaps literally in this scenario, but listen to the tone in video three. What's that?
What?
Oh. Do you want to send some another way or what? It's down.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
The CIA is listening.
That's unusual, isn't it?
That's really unusual. That's never happened since I've known you.
I can tell you where it is. I mean, can you grab it? Eric, okay. Oh, boy, it is. It's down. I mean, it's even down. Things are down on my end, too. What would happen here? Well, no. Isn't that interesting? All right. You can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
If you, Architect, if you go to, jeez.
Well, why don't you text it to him?
I can't even get to the original. Hang on here. Maybe I can. Yeah, I can't even get to the original. Okay. Let me do it this way for you. Because I think this is important to see. Well, I guess if it wasn't important, maybe we wouldn't be having this conversation, this cumbersome, awkward. I'm down too.
We have email coming in though. Yeah, 10:22 last email in. I just received it. It just came in my phone.
Well, now. Well, Eric the Tech, do you have internet working? If you go to RAV, Rural America's Voice, and if you check on the title is Incoming Trump's Administration May Charge Soros operative Letitia James with criminal conspiracy to violate rights. It's 42 seconds, but I'll tell you what, it really isolates the blood. Well, that's
we back up.
We never went down.
Oh, okay.
All right. The infrastructure went down on the show content, which
all right.
Okay. Never thought I'd see. I mean, that's weird, but okay. Okay. But it's, did you find it? It'd be the Rumble account for RAV, Real America's Voice. And it would be the titled, it's 42 seconds long. Wait a second. You know what? I'm not sure that's true because I don't have the source code. I can't even get to the source code. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just do without. I guess we'll do without, but let me just, gonna have to talk. Okay. All right. Thanks, Eric the Tech. So this is what we run into, folks. That's it. So, okay. If we go to, Jim Jordan is demanding Smith to retain all records related to the Trump prosecution as special counsel as their office winds down. This is a Fox page. This is on Fox News. There's a video on this. It looks like Jack Smith is going to hit the bricks one way or another. They're going to really dismantle all of the cases against President Trump. I mean, and Letitia James is one that's very much exposed because of why? Because of Nathan Wade, for crying out loud. Mm-hmm. Nathan Wade is the one that built the White House, obviously met with Biden, built the White House thousands of dollars for meetings, you know, so.
And he's cheap too, man. I was paying my lawyer $400 an hour 15 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Well,
all right.
Hey, we got something. Let's show that. This is from Fox News. It's about 2 minutes long, but this, it doesn't show you the intensity, but it does give you the facts. So here's Fox News. Jim Jordan saying, hey, you know what? You're done and we want the information. We want your records. And apparently they're poised to go after Smith. Here it is.
Breaking tonight, we're getting a clearer picture of President-elect Trump's legal future. Correspondent David Spott has been following the developments and has our report tonight.
Hi, Donald John Trump.
The moment Donald Trump takes the oath of office for a second time, some of his biggest legal problems will melt away. Trump is the first convicted felon to be elected, but Fox News is told the two pending federal cases against him will soon be dropped.
An indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with conspiring to defraud the United States.
When Jack Smith indicted Trump in 2023, the special counsel expected 2024 to be filled with court hearings, trials, and potentially two convictions. The Supreme Court sidelined both cases for months on immunity claims. Trump's delay strategy paid off. A federal judge then dropped Trump's classified documents case. Smith appealed that decision. The 2020 election interference case still active on a D.C. docket for now. But longstanding Justice Department policy states a sitting president cannot be prosecuted.
There's no doubt in my mind that the best interests of the country are served by them dismissing the case.
But there are two state criminal cases in limbo. In New York, Trump faces sentencing November 26th. After his conviction for fraud regarding payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, Judge Juan Merchan is not bound by DOJ policy. Fox is told Trump's attorneys plan to ask him to dismiss the case entirely. Merchan could oblige. A state election interference case in Georgia on ice following allegations of misconduct by DA Fani Willis. Once Trump becomes president, she could drop the case or wait until he's out of office to resume.
And the president-elect also faces multiple civil fraud cases at both the federal and state levels. But once he takes office in January, it's uncertain how those will proceed, Brett.
David Spahn.
So that was how Fox presented this. And Randy Taylor, permit me to show you how MSNBC and folks watching and listening. Okay, so that's Fox. Now, obviously, they said convicted felon, you know, and these disparaging characterizations of this man on made up charges that would never have existed had this deep state not gone after him. But listen to MSNBC. This is video 7. We can in the Hagman PI show notes. And you can watch the entirety of the interview or the entirety of the news report. But this is how MSNBC characterizes this. Cut 7.
We have breaking news now from Washington, where special counsel Jack Smith has now informed federal judge Tanya Chutkan that his office will decide by December 2nd how to proceed with the federal election interference case against President-elect Donald Trump. Joining me now is MSNBC legal correspondent Lisa Rubin. Lisa, this is the beginning, the next step in the winding down that was presaged by the reporting out of the Justice Department earlier this week.
That's right. And Andrea, that's reporting from our own NBC News colleagues, Kendall Amian and Laura Jarrett, that Jack Smith and his colleagues would look to wind these cases down one way or another. They are now signaling to Judge Chutkan that we are in unprecedented circumstances and that they need until December 2nd to evaluate how they are going to move forward and will send her a status report on that date. But in the interim, they're also asking her, please suspend all of the pretrial deadlines that we and the Trump team have between now and then. We don't want any more briefing on the existing motions. We want some time to think. And it may be that what they are going to do with that time is also prepare a more traditional special counsel's report to signal the end of their investigation, but also reveal to the American public perhaps even more than we've already seen in, for example, that 175-plus page immunity brief that they submitted earlier this fall.
And Lisa, at this stage, we don't know about the other federal case. Of course, the very complicated situation in Florida where the judge has ruled against a special prosecutor and there is a Justice Department imperative, really, from their perspective, to appeal that decision but not proceed with the case itself on the classified documents.
Right. Well, Andrea, that appeal is fully briefed right now, meaning it's in the hands of the 11th Circuit, one of the federal courts of appeal. But as it stands right now, that complaint or that indictment has been dismissed. It may be that Jack Smith's office goes to the 11th Circuit and says, we're going to withdraw our appeal because they don't want to make bad law. They don't want a situation in which a federal court of appeals says that the statutes and regulations underlying the appointment of a special counsel are not constitutional. And that's exactly what Judge Aileen Cannon in Florida had found earlier this year, Andrea.
So you can tell, Randy, you can tell the difference between Fox and MSNBC. Not much, but there's a difference in delivery.
Yeah.
But the fact is, Jack Smith has no legal standing to prosecute these cases.
No, he was illegal to begin with.
Exactly.
He was brought in illegally. This goes back to the Biden White House.
Every single case.
Jack Smith is going to end up in jail.
That was the other half of this that I was going to address with you. Because you've got Jack Smith, you've got Letitia James, you've got Nathan Wade on different
cases. Letitia James is in so much trouble. It's not, I wouldn't want to be within a city block of her.
And she's up in New York, which is better
her
friendly.
Her case was all bullcrap.
As was Merchon. And yeah, exactly.
She campaigned on getting the old white guy.
Well, and they ran on this.
This is a racial attack using laws. This is a fabrication.
So
this is crazy. It's nuts.
So what I want to know from everyone listening and you, do you believe, and I think President Trump would be well within his rights, his legal counsel, to say, hey, you know what? We're not only going to, the cases will be dismissed sentencing delayed forever or for the foreseeable future.
Be charged.
So that's my question. Are they running scared about being charged with abusing their authority?
Yes, and election interference. This is all crap. Since when was she a real estate agent? What does she know about real estate? And here's the killer. No crime was committed. Even the people that loaned the money said he paid back the loans. There was no problem. There was no crime committed here, Doug. Her ass is in the breeze.
Well,
this was that lawfare that we talk about.
Of course.
And part of straightening up the judicial system is going to be taking her down. She's going to be disbarred and thrown in jail.
Okay, one more, because I guess this is the icing. The way I constructed this, this would be the icing on the cake. Speaking directly to what you're saying, do we have cut five available, Eric the Tech? If we do, go ahead and play it now. Okay, so, all right, so we're going to go to cut five. And there's plenty of evidence to pursue criminal charges, not against President Trump, oh no, but against those who brought the charges and prosecuted. And this is cut five. And this is to emphasize exactly what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Team and FBI investigators mishandled, tampered with, and possibly destroyed records, evidence in that case. There's evidence of witness tampering, threatening witnesses, trying to get Walt Nauta, a top personal aide to Donald Trump, to flip and become a government cooperator, and misleading the court numerous times. Jay Bratt was called out by Judge Cannon for misrepresenting the facts of the case to her in her courtroom. So there's plenty for House Republicans, if they're serious, to investigate and pursue criminal charges against the special counsel and his prosecutors. Let's name them: Jay Brett and David Harbaugh, who were their top prosecutors in the Florida case, Thomas Windham and Molly Gaston in the Washington case. All of them, all of their communications and records between NARA, between the Biden White House, his lawyers, and others, including judges in the case, and perhaps congressional Democrats. We need to see all of that.
So that goes to exactly what you're saying. Julie Kelly, who's very well informed about all of the cases, has on her X feed links to the documents, as well as her Substack. These people, they have to be afraid.
They have to be accountable. This has been what's been going on here the last few years. It's been a travesty of justice.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump has been a victim of this. He has been the victim. Even these rape cases are crap.
Well,
I'm sure if Donald Trump was the mad rapist, we would have heard about this long before he came down that escalator.
Well, you got the locker room talk that's been, you know.
So what?
Yeah, look, I agree.
I could care less. You know what, Doug? I've been in locker rooms too. I'm not running for president. And what if suddenly I was? Everything I did is now suddenly under scrutiny. So what?
But,
I'm not demeaning women. I don't mean that at all. But it's so fuzzy what they're claiming he even said.
Well, okay. Look at the E. Jean Carroll case, okay? How screwy that is, you know, and people are calling him a rapist and such.
It's like when they went after Kavanaugh. This rapist thing is getting a little old.
Yeah.
It's, okay, and why are we hearing about it decades later? What happened to calling the police and going down and doing a rape kit?
Well,
you know what I mean? What? Don't come now crying. And I'll say that to any woman. Don't come 30 years later looking for justice. Shame on you.
in her calling, I mean, she claimed rape. I don't know. This is like her seventh one against different men, and then calls it, you know, oh, I think it's sexy. And yeah, I'm somewhat taking that. It's a paraphrase, but
gives me a headache, Doug.
And all of this. Okay. So where are we at right now? There's something not right. There's something wrong here. There really is.
Yep. Very much so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure Trump and his team know. They're not stupid. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Bannon's sitting back looking at this going, oh, wait a minute. You know, he's not stupid.
No.
The people around Trump are not stupid people. They're very intelligent individuals. And they're thinking, what the rest of us need to do is we need to be keeping our ears open. We need to be paying attention. This is a national thing. This is our president. Okay?
Yep.
So if you're driving around the edge of the airport and you see a car that shouldn't be there, do something about it.
Get into that.
You know what I'm saying? This falls on the people. We have to help. Okay? And there's no such thing as the... Hey, you know what? The guy that shot Kennedy, they arrested in a theater. How many people did he have to walk past to get in that theater? You understand what I'm saying? These people aren't immune from being seen out in the public eye. Pay attention to what's going on. We're in dire times right now.
And the real shooters, obviously, that were working undercover of the intelligence agencies, CIA and such.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. So, okay. Now, this...
You know, but they got to rent a car somewhere. You know? They got to stay in a hotel somewhere.
You know the iconic photograph of the Secret Service agent climbing on the back of the X-100 Kennedy car, when he was shot?
Yeah.
His name is Clint Hill, and I came across the interview that we did with him. And, you know, he said, oh, no, it was Oswald. It was just, you know, him. And, you know, I was thinking, and when I listened to the interview, I'm thinking, why wasn't there more? Why didn't I push back more on that? But anyway, yeah. But here's what
we're expecting. It's painfully obvious where that headshot came from.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what.
And Oswald was not, he couldn't have done it. He couldn't have done it.
I think he could have, but didn't. But,
no, he couldn't have. He wasn't that good of a shot, Doug.
But plus he wasn't where he was supposed to be in the window anyway. No. So
all he did was place the rifle. The shots came from elsewhere. I believe there was a shooter behind him, and I believe there was a shooter in front of him.
It was a triangulation. It was a kill box.
Yeah.
And you said the same thing, too. And folks, look, the Butler situation, that created a kill box, that the same that existed in Dealey Plaza. Mm-hmm. But they don't want us talking about this stuff.
And they're disregarding Secret Service testimony.
From January 6th, where the text messages were blitzed from Secret Service as well as FBI phones. Many people don't know about that. But how is that even possible? How can they sell that story? It really doesn't make any sense. But they don't want us talking about this. And this goes to Cut 8, which is 40 seconds in length. But listen to every word here, because this is what they want to do to avoid us from talking about this. Go ahead. Go ahead.
In a normal country, we would say, hold on a second. Maybe we need to have a different set of regulations for social media platforms now they're this big.
We could regulate social media, because one of the biggest offenders is DC and Congress have not been able to do one thing in regard to the rogue corporations of social media.
And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly to a full-blown fascist politic. We don't have the equivalent of Joe Rogan and Jordan Peterson to move that man in a feminist direction.
Go fuck yourself. Is that clear?
Sorry about that ending. I forgot that was in there, but that's, I mean,
thank
they
you
got
for,
their talking
thank you, for, thank you for playing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have their talking points. Got to shut. We they don't have the equivalent
nobody,
of a
yeah. Rubin. Nobody censors the view.
No.
Nobody censors the garbage that comes out of CNN. I'm gonna tell you this: we get Trump in, we get things going. I'll bet you CNN declares bankruptcy before 2026.
I think they might be up for sale, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, if we're going to destroy, if we're going to take it down, we got to take down everything. And CNN is garbage. It's a garbage pit. And that Van Jones, 5 minutes in an elevator. I don't even need 5 minutes, 30 seconds. You never even see it coming. That can't stink. What's that? Good. Yeah. Let's do it. Hey, yeah. We could be newscasters, Doug.
No, thank you. No. No, and hell no.
No. No one listens to us 24 hours a day anyway.
Last video. I'm looking at the time. Last video. How do we combat this, the talking points that you heard, The View, Van Jones, CNN, all this crap? How do we combat this? Look, Mike Benz, great guy. He's got, I mean, he's, here's how we combat this. Here is how to kill the censorship industrial complex. It's a minute long and it's to the point. This is cut 10. Fire at will, Eric.
Ask you about the protections that we need for social media companies. How can we stop the government from being able to bully social media companies into censoring content that it dislikes?
With control over the executive branch, it would be surprisingly easy not to take the whole thing out, but to devastate it in effectively a single blow. All you would need is an incoming day one executive order that prohibits government grants and contracts to going to any private company or nonprofit entity that engages in domestic disinformation. It does what the Supreme Court should have done and said that the funding of censorship by the government is censorship by the government. That EO will allow you to go agency by agency and kill all of those grants and contracts that comprise the censorship industry. There are hundreds of thousands of people now around the world and tens of thousands of people here in the U.S. whose full-time, their paychecks, their livelihoods, their mortgages are effectively paid for by doing full-time 24/7 censorship work. This field did not exist 8 years ago. It was created after the 2016 election as a response to Trump winning to stop a night like tonight where he might win again.
There it is.
Gotta take them down, buddy.
So my question to you is, will that happen?
I'm sure it'll be attempted. We gotta get them in the office first. Gotta get them in the building. That's gonna be a challenge. Because a lot of people don't want him to see 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
The silence is intentional because I'm you're absolutely correct. That you happen to see Pelosi's reaction this week, really all of the left leaders.
The speech at, when she was there on the ground,
yeah,
for Kamala's speech.
Yeah.
I saw it.
And then you have Tampon Tim's kids getting out there eating SpongeBob SquarePants or whatever that is, macaroni and cheese on the couch in their pajamas, whining about America not deserving Kamala because she's too good for this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, what?
Start brainwashing them, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a lot of cleanup to do, man. We got, you know, we got to get President Trump in office. We got to keep him protected. We got to get the right people working for him. Like I said, he's going to need some people that have ice in their veins, man.
Really, I think at this point, that's the only way to go through this. I'm very concerned, as you are, RT.
I'm very, very concerned.
And to show you what we're dealing with, this is just a thread, a page. To show you how bad things are and how bad things have gotten. Just imagine you are an emergency worker. This is page or thread, the only one on the show notes. Whistleblowers say that relief workers were told it was the best practice to pass over houses advertising Trump. This is according to the Daily Wire. I don't know how many people can read that. But a FEMA supervisor instructed workers in the message to avoid homes advertising Trump after Hurricane Milton, which devastated parts of Florida. And this, according to the Daily Wire, at least 20 houses were skipped and did not receive any FEMA assistance because of their political signage. There is the actual, there's the actual text that you're seeing.
See, in a case like that, somebody needs to go to jail, not lose their job, not get a fine, not get written up. Go to jail. You caused hardship for families. You broke the law. You're sticking people in jail for smoking pot. Okay. You're sticking people in jail for everything.
And laughing
How about sticking them in jail for crimes? And what you just described is a crime. People after a hurricane, man, it's devastating. I've been through it. I know. I've been there. I've helped the people. I know. I know that sitting there and you haven't seen fresh water in 4 days. I get it. And for them to say that because of a political thing? No. No. And that person needs to be spend some time in jail.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm when it comes to things like that, I say throw the book at them. You throw the book at people for everything else. You won't stick somebody that has sex with a child. That's okay. You know what I mean? We're so distorted in our laws and our punishment and in prosecuting Trump, all of these cases, they're constitutionally weak. You know, I was listening to Barr the other day and he was talking and he said, none of these cases are constitutionally grounded.
Now he's got a voice.
Yeah, suddenly yeah. Big Bill. But we don't know what they had on Bill Barr. We don't know. We don't know why these people turned down Trump. And the people think about it. The CIA, if you got a little dirt in your clothes, they know about it. It's dirty pool, man. And that's all they play, Doug. FBI, same thing. Remember the Hoover files? How do you think they controlled Congress and the Senate all those years?
And don't forget, Hillary took through Craig Livingstone, that fat piece of crap, her security guy, 90 or 100 FBI files.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that back in the 90s?
Yeah. But the Hoover files were never found. Well, I don't know where they're at. I always thought that old man Bush had them, personally.
Could be.
Because he manipulated Washington for years. He manipulated everybody in Washington. When he died, that stuff got passed on to somebody else, which would obviously be Junior. Okay, so, you know, we've really said Junior and Cheney put those clowns together. Think of that, all the tentacles in that mess. This stuff's got to be pulled out at the root, brother.
One thing you and I never talked about, and I'm going to ask you this question. I saw an interview. I think it was PBD. Forgive me, folks. I don't know. It was an interview with Jim Jordan, who claimed not to know, never saw the video. Remember the funeral for the elder Bush? Remember that?
Yeah, okay. They all got their little envelopes.
Yes.
Yeah, we never knew over in those envelopes.
And I didn't have this for show prep, but I saw this. And folks, I don't know how many people listening and watching this in the chat. Did you see the interview of Jordan saying, well, that's the first thing. They played the video of them getting the envelopes. I never saw that before. I didn't know. I don't know what was in the envelopes. I don't buy that for a friggin'
minute. Everybody knows about that video.
I mean, for
to this day, we don't know what was in there. There's been all kinds of speculation on what was in there.
But, you know, whatever was in there, and folks, you're welcome to speculate, you know.
The looks on their faces,
But it had to be either a picture or something very short because of the reaction time, you know, from seeing it to disgust or to fear.
Yep.
I don't know.
And the old man had to have those things prepared in advance And when he died, they would be distributed because Secret Service is the Secret Service guy is the one that gave out the envelopes.
Well, it might not have been George Bush. It might have been Trump. It might have been who the hell knows where they came from.
I think it's Trump.
I mean,
it's hard to say.
Trump didn't get one, and Jimmy Carter didn't get one, supposedly. Right. That we know
but
they of. Are,
but they're not part. See, Trump's not part of that organization. Part of that. Trump went into office the first time he wasn't a politician.
Right.
He didn't have these ties. He didn't none of them. He wasn't pals with any of them.
Which is why they went so hard after him.
Yeah, and they were all after. I honestly think that George Bush Sr. manipulated elections. I know he did. Well, you got to admit. With Al Gore and with John Kerry, those elections were manipulated so he could keep his son in office, get his son in office, and then keep him in office. Why? So they could do the Arab Spring, part of the New World Order. They went in toppling leaders in the Middle East that would not have a single world government unless it'd be a caliphate. Period. And anybody that doesn't understand that, doesn't get it, has been asleep. They just never got around to Syria and Iran. They tried. It didn't work because Putin stepped in. Why do you think Putin suddenly became big bad Russia? People have got to get their heads out and see what's going on, what's been going on for the last two decades in this country. It's ridiculous. It's so painfully obvious.
And now just the mere threat of President Trump going in office is causing international ramifications. But more importantly, going back to where we started from, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah, because they're not willing to get. They don't want to give up power.
They let him in too easy. And that was to appease his followers. They were afraid of the country being taken apart November 5th or November 6th. That's what they were afraid of, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
People need to understand that. I mean, start thinking like bad guys. If you're going to catch bad guys, you have to think like a bad guy, right? You know that, Doug.
You don't want to go there. You don't want to live there.
But
you have to. Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any choice. You have to understand the devil in order to take him on.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? I'm curious, and I will read the chat responses. But again, I have a foreboding about what is going to be taking place. Randy Taylor does as well. And I think that we have a situation where we're going to have to really watch what is going to be taking place over the next, I'll say the next 100 days, because
it'll seem like a year.
Yeah. It already, can you believe it was just 3 days ago?
No, it seems like it was a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's going to get crazier. It's going to get crazy. Like you've never seen crazy, but they're going to try and kill our president.
Yeah. One way or another. And I do believe that if that does happen in any manner, if he suddenly, develops a food poisoning and bang, he's gone. I'll tell you what.
Remember the Godfather when he's having that thing around the table? And he said, if by chance something should happen to my son. Remember that?
He warned
every one of them. If he so much as fell down and hurt himself or whatever he said, I'd love to play that right now. But that's the way we have to be.
It was on in the background last weekend when I was doing some work and I had to stop a couple of times to view the different scenes, but Randy Taylor, this is where we all agree. There's something wrong, folks. Yeah. Yeah. My spidey senses, and I think that's.